Man's newfound intellect set him upon a quest that, according to those who say that they know, has never ended even unto this day. And the modern day equivalent of this ancient mystery religion calls itself the Order of the Quest. And you will see it reflected in many of their outward exoteric branches, where they disseminate information to the public, or manipulate the public, or deceive the public, as the profane to them are nothing more than cattle to be herded and occasionally to be led to the slaughter. In the movie 2001, the quest led them ultimately into space and to the moon, where they were further imparted knowledge by Lucifer, again, in the form of the obelisk, the monolith, the stone, the penis. And you will understand what that means later when we get into the Osirian cycle, or the legend of Isis, Osiris, and the child Horus. When they were imparted knowledge again on the moon, it set them off on a further quest to the planet Jupiter, where they found a huge, tremendous, again, another obelisk, monolith, stone, the generative force, the penis, floating in space, orbiting the planet Jupiter. Now, the journey from the moon to Jupiter is significant, for the astronauts on board this spaceship represented the entirety of the human race. And it represented that some will evolve, and those who cannot will not be allowed into the future. You see, this was a message from those who rule to all of the initiates of the world. It was a message that the new age is now dawning. And you see that at one point during this journey from the moon to Jupiter, man, represented on a microcosm by the astronauts making this voyage, came in conflict with their own technology. The technology of the human race was represented by the computer called HAL. And for those who were intelligent enough to experiment with the name HAL and progressed the letters one forward in the alphabet from what they were in the movie, H became I, A became B, and L became M, and they were able to see that the symbol was of the largest at that time when the movie was made. And the corporation that was on the cutting edge of computer technology, IBM. It was significant that man had built this technology, this computer, which had an artificial intelligence and was capable of communicating with the astronauts, and yet they had forgotten to put a switch in the machine which could be turned off at will. Now, you have to understand that this is all symbology. Hal represented many things. He represented the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, chemical warfare, bacteriological warfare, represented the state of the art of technology where it became so complicated that no one man could be an expert in it, and thus might unknowingly participate in the building of a technology which could destroy him, yet he only worked on a part or a portion of it, the knowledge of which did not indicate to him that the end product could be a danger. And we see that happening now, don't we? Where everybody has to specialize in one small portion of technology because the overall picture is so complicated and so far beyond our understanding that we see the prediction made in the movie 2001 actually becoming true before our very eyes. Just in my lifetime, I've seen automobiles that I could take apart and put together blindfolded myself as a teenager, to driving automobiles that I can lift the hood and not even recognize most of what I'm looking at, except that I know that it's an engine in there, and I know that it's got a fuel delivery system and some kind of a system that ignites the fuel, but the technology has surpassed my ability to take it apart and put it back together again without many months or years of specialized training. And this has occurred across the board in our technology. And as I've told you before, I will tell you again tonight, dear listeners, in secret, whatever you perceive as the state of technology in the public eye, the very cutting edge, in secret, they are a minimum of 50 to 100 years ahead, to the point where science fiction is no longer fiction and hasn't been for quite some time, but is in all actuality science fact. You saw this battle play itself out on board the spaceship where ultimately there was only one astronaut left fighting the battle against Hal. And he was able to make this jump in his evolutionary consciousness, and he was able to fool Hal and turn off the computer. But when he did so, he knew that he had relegated himself to permanent separation from his fellow human beings back on Earth. And folks, the message was not that he went into space to effect this separation. Space was just the vehicle through which it was conveyed in the movie. The message was that the new man will go into the future and the rest of us will perish. We will not be allowed into the future. If we are, it will be as slave labor until we are no longer useful. And then we will simply be exterminated. The message to the vast army of initiates in the mystery school was, we are on the threshold of the new age. And into this new age will march only one man. It is the new man. It is the illumined man. It is the man that is able to make the evolutionary jump to no more war, to no more rape, no more pillage, to the level in the mystery school known as 666. It is the number of a man. It is the illumined man to the mystery schools. To those of us who are Christians, it is the symbol, mark of the beast, the indication that the Antichrist has arrived, and the beginning of the time predicted in the book of Revelation known as the Tribulation. Now, all of this that I thought I knew so well and understood has become even more mysterious to me now, as I know that I am battling against something that is almost incomprehensible, and I have had to do it alone, by myself, not trusting anyone else, not letting them in, for fear that they would corrupt my mind and I would be led down the wrong path. And I still do not know the answers, but I have an awful lot of clues and a lot of facts, and I've learned an awful lot. And maybe I am more confused than I ever was in my entire life. But after you hear the results of what I've learned, and after I am, for the first time since I've learned all of this, communicate it to other human beings and let you know how really confused I am, maybe all of us being confused together can put the pieces in their places and patch this mystery together and come up with what we need as answers to formulate a future that we can all enjoy. Without fear, without wars, without lies and deception and manipulation, without elitists and terrorists and crooks and liars. For I'm going to impart to you during all of this that the priests of the ancient mystery religion are the ones who have caused most of the misery in the history of man. And if they had not learned this knowledge, the secrets of the ages that they keep from the rest of us and use to manipulate us, Maybe we would have reached peace in this world hundreds of years ago. I don't really know the answer to that, but I don't think much of what has happened in the history of the world that was miserable, terrible, would have happened without these people. But I may be wrong. And as always, when you listen to this show, don't believe a word you hear unless you could substantiate it in your own research. At the end of the movie, what you saw as the astronaut became older and aged, and this was the symbol of gaining knowledge and wisdom. And he looked at himself, and he saw himself younger, and he looked back and saw himself older, and he looked back, and he was older still, and he looked back, and he was young again, and then old. And then he saw this unbelievably overpowering, stunning vision of a fetus, a human fetus, floating in the great vastness of the universe, signifying the birth of the new age and the new man that will go into the future. on the sequel to 2001, you saw that this astronaut who had made the jump came back and talked to some select few, signifying that he had then become a teacher to the rest of us. And when he was asked what happened to him, he said, and I quote, "Something wonderful," unquote. Now that was supposed to tell the rest of the initiates in the world who really understood the symbology of the movie that if they were able to make this transition, the future would be a utopia. Now I don't know whether it will be or not, but I can tell you this. The priests of the ancient mystery religions are in charge right now, and we had better damn well find out, and we had better do it very quickly. For the new age is the age of Aquarius, and the exact date of the dawning of the age of Aquarius can be determined astrologically. And I'm not going to tell you what that date is, although I have it right here on a piece of paper in front of me. I want you all to help in this search. God knows I need help. I can't save us all alone. And there's always the possibility, because I am human, that I could make the wrong decisions or make the wrong interpretation. And that's why I formed CAGI, because many of us working together and digging and searching for information are much more likely not to make the mistakes than one man working alone. Let's go back now to the beginning, when man was in his infancy on the evolutionary scale of development. Man was alone. Alone in the sense that he did not have all of the help and the knowledge that we have today that enables us to survive. You see, man then was subject to the cold, to the wild beasts of prey. He didn't have a home, didn't have air conditioning in the summer, didn't have heating in the winter, didn't have medical doctors. If he became ill or injured, was most likely to die. So it did not take ancient man very long to decide that in this world the single greatest enemy to be feared was the darkness of night and all the unknown dangers that came with it. And simply stated, man's first enemy was darkness. Now, understanding this one fact alone, one can readily see why the greatest and most trustworthy friend the human race could ever have at that time was, by far, heaven's greatest gift to the world, that glorious rising orb of day that we call the sun. And that was the beginning of the battle between light and darkness. And it was man's first understanding of the death and the rebirth of a deity. For the sun rose, was born in the morning, traveled across the heavens, where it reached its most powerful point, the zenith, and that will explain why so many things occur at noon or near noon, and then signifying old age and the end of its life, sank into the west and then died. And man was subjected to the rigors, the dangers, and the cold of night, until his God again was reborn the next morning. Now, folks, I'm not making any of this up, and it took me many, many years of study to figure this out. Man noticed that the moon also rose, lived a different life than the sun, and then set and died and was reborn again. The sun, because of its brilliance, became the master or the greatest deity. And the moon took on the feminine aspect because the moon reflected the light of her master. And all of this will begin to make sense to you eventually as we go through this, because from now on, every program that I do is going to be devoted to this, to the explanation of the esoteric religion, the ancient mystery religion. And it's important that we all understand it, because these are the people in charge. And don't ask me to tell you the truth of religion, for I really believe in the Constitution and that we all have a right to worship our own God in our own way. And no one has the right to tell anyone, unless asked, what they should believe. You all know by now that I am a Christian. But I'm not a Christian in the sense that I follow the dogma of any church or the preachings of any preacher or necessarily, word for word, the Bible. I stick strictly and only to those words that are directly attributed to Jesus Christ, and I attempt to follow those words in my daily life. And it doesn't matter to me whether anyone proves that he never lived or that he lived or not. I have found that those are the most profound teachings amongst all of the books and teachings that I have ever heard or read in my entire life. And until someone can prove to me that there is something better, that is what I will always adhere to. I do not advise you what you should believe or not believe. But I do advise you that we all need to learn as much as we can about everything that we can, because one thing I have learned in my life is that most of what we have ever been taught has been a lie. And that whoever these people are, and I know who they are, I will impart that knowledge to you, who are the priests, the adepts, and the initiates, and the mystery schools, they are in control, and they are shaping the future, and that future will affect all of us, so we had better learn as much about them as we can. You cannot identify an enemy unless you know the enemy, and you cannot fight a battle if you know nothing about the battle tactics of your opponent. And when you understand that Lucifer is the son of the morning star, or the morning star itself, then the creations of the members of the mystery school begin to make much more sense. Good night, and God bless you all.